This is AFcast, the video game podcast. And here's your host, Malcolm Shever.
The series that defined an era is stepping into the light once again after 5 years since their last release. This game encaptured hundreds of thousands of players, and we're hoping that it will do it once again. This week on AFcast, we are talking about some of the news for Halo Infinite. So we know the release date is going to be the same as the new Xbox Series X. It will be leading the fight against the new PlayStation 5, but we will stick to Halo Infinite for this episode. But pretty soon here, if not next week, I will be doing an episode on the next generation of consoles. I think next week I probably will be doing Hyperscape or something else is coming out on the 11th, but I can't remember what it is. But it has been 5 years since Halo 5 Guardians was released, and 343 Studios, or Industries rather, has said that they have been focusing on what the community wants and implementing or talking away things the community thought could have been improved upon in Halo 5. And I do believe that 343 is actually doing this, unlike other companies that would just say they are, even though 343 doesn't have the greatest track record of keeping the franchise alive when it comes to new releases. They have always been good at community feedback and fixing issues with the games that they've already come out with. And we have two items that I want to look at today. The first one being the Become trailer that was released, and the second one being the demo that was released as well. I'm pretty sure both of those were shown on the live stream. I only watched the live stream for a little bit, and that was for the demo. But I'm pretty sure the Become trailer was there too. Either way, I'm going over both of them. So yeah. The Become trailer is meant to be like the Bungie campaigns they had for the first three Halos, like the Believe trailers. I think they did an amazing job for the most part. I think they could have left out the giant floating space station and just had us have a look inside. In my mind, it just looks too out of place, but that could just be me. But boy, oh boy, when we head inside that toilet paper tube of a space station, do we get some amazing shots. We get to see the new slipspace engine at work as the station slowly but majestically builds the new Mjolnir suit. And not only that, but once it comes together, you can immediately see the classic Halo armor. And not only that, but you can see it come to life as they turn on the HUD. I think you really get the idea of Become in this trailer as well, which is why I think it is so well executed. You see this empty suit that you can fill. And there's even a shot of you looking from inside the suit as the helmet lowers down on top of you. And then you can see the heads up display from inside of the helmet from your screen. It's a perfect representation of Become, in my opinion. And this is also where I come to my dislike of the space station being shown. It kind of pulls from the fantasy, making it less realistic and making it seem harder to achieve, essentially, at least in my eyes. I'm sure for other people it just makes it better because it feels like they can really be the chief, crusading in space. And I'm not going to lie though, every time I've watched this trailer, whether it was my first time or my 20th time for the sake of the episode, I still get goosebumps everywhere when I see the full armor with the turned on helmet and everything come into view near the end. For the demo, I will not be focusing on story aspects as much as how much it contributes to the possibility of a good story. If that didn't make sense, I hope it will when I start talking about it. The demo starts us off with a glimpse of how the story and game overall will work. It turns out that the Pelican that we were in was shot down by anti-air guns that we, Master Chief, now have to take out. And there are three total, and we are able to choose which one we go to first. Also, it isn't linear, if you didn't get that from what I just said. It is completely open world for the demo, at least. It has a map, and it isn't like anything like the ODST map, by the way. I just wanted to get that out of the way real quick. But it does look really good and fairly user-friendly as well. And the world has a lot going on. You have creatures that fly and roam about that that are constantly making a great white noise background. And in general, the new sounds for everything I really like. So that goes for the AR, the Warthog, even the guns, other guns as well. Those are just kind of the first things you hear are the assault rifle and the Warthog. And I know the community is a little torn on some of them, but I personally love them, including the old shield recovery sound effect that they added back into the game, which is, I love that. And you also get a peek at the new Warthogs. I don't know if they are new in lore, but they definitely seem to ride better and are a fair bit more realistic in terms of how it turns and suspension and whatnot. And even though this demo shows a lot of promise, there are a few things I'm worried about. Number one, this might already be resolved, but the demo doesn't render gameplay well, like textures at long distances or even prematurely de-rendering something before the player moves past it. Like that goes for like grass and foliage in general. It just doesn't really look good, and then when you walk past it, it kind of just disappeared. And I'm pretty sure that that 343 did come out and say that the demo isn't what the state of the game is right now, and that it is showing an older version of what they have, which makes me feel a lot better about Halo Infinite when it comes out fully. Second of all, Banished. Banished are present in Halo Wars 2 and are a really cool piece of lore, but I feel that it is a risky move trying to move them into the main Halo franchise like this. It could go really well, and it will be awesome having a new faction and also having Brutes in live play again. Speaking of which, I want to see one of their Scarab tanks from Halo Wars 2 in this game, because those suckers are scary looking. And 343 did say that you don't need to know what happens in previous games or outside of the main series in order to understand the story and enjoy the game, which I am all for. But my third skepticism is the grappling hook. For those who don't know, yes, the Master Chief now has a grappling hook. You are able to grapple to surfaces to swing yourself around, grapple to enemies, pull things towards you, essentially. And when you actually pull things towards you, it's like one of those explosive containers that video games love to put everywhere. You can grapple those towards you, hold it, and then throw it like a grenade, which is just amazing. And I think that'll become a really interesting part of gameplay, especially if they have that in multiplayer where you're able to grapple around. I have a feeling that there might be multiplayer without the grappling hook, or if they do have the grappling hook, they're gonna have to really work with that in multiplayer and try to figure out ways to make it feel okay, if that makes sense. But this is a really big change in Halo, and I'm not sure how much I like it. Same thing goes for the open world gameplay. It seems to work really well for what it is, or for what is happening here in the demo, where you just need to take out three target areas, but once you start getting into moving around the Halo ring to different missions, is when I feel it might become bad. But who knows, maybe only some missions are open like this, while others remain linear, which I think I would actually prefer it that way, so that way it doesn't feel too open world-ish, because I think making it too open world could make it uncomfortable, but I feel like it would also be very cool to be able to explore a Halo ring fully like that, and they could really add a lot of lore that way instead of just adding it into level design. A couple cool things as well: we now have abilities again, which are actually new and improved, and there is a new armor breaking system for Brutes. So for those who have played Division 2, you will know of the armor breaking system when it comes to fighting tanks in the game. The same system works here. If you shoot them in the head, their helmet will come off after a few shots, and then their head will be exposed. If you shoot them in the arm, then the armor on their arm will break off, and they'll be vulnerable there, and so on and so forth. And one thing that I do not like is that instead of them having this, the name of the gun and the shape of the gun, when you go to pick up a new weapon, it just says the name of the gun and doesn't show an image at all. And this makes it harder to quickly swap to a new gun if you run out of ammo, since you don't know what you are picking up until you read the tiny text in the middle of the screen. I think this could also be bad in a multiplayer setting, but that's just my opinion. Usually I don't think that you change your weapons that much in multiplayer anyway, so it shouldn't be that bad in multiplayer. But watching the demo, when you picked up a new weapon, you didn't have much ammo in it. So it might be a lot of swapping that goes on throughout the campaign, which I'm fine with. But if I need to quickly switch weapon, especially if I'm playing like Legendary or something like that, and I can only like look at it on the ground or see the text on the screen, I feel that might be harder. I think I'll be able to move past it just fine. But I know some other people that probably would not like it at all and would have a tough time with that. But the last thing that I have to mention is that there are new guns. Obviously, there are some for the Banished, but they've also added a few around the other factions as well. And once again, the classic weapons have been changed, but I think I will actually like the change done this time around. And one last thing, and I'm not even kidding you, the Brutes throw grunts now. That is amazing. There is a lot of potential here, a lot more than the last couple Halos that 343 put out, especially with the Hunt the Truth trailers. That was just bad. And speaking of which, I would actually recommend listening to the Hunt the Truth podcast that is on the Halo channel. It's not sponsored, I swear, but it is actually really good. I got sucked into it pretty quickly. It isn't like a podcast about Halo, like by developers or whatever. But it is a podcast that resides within the Halo universe of an investigative journalist trying to discover things about John 117, so the Master Chief. And there's a second season as well that came out that is about something else. I'm going to leave that up to you to listen to, because honestly, there's not really a good way to explain it. But anyway, Slipstream Engine looks wonderful. I just hope it ends up pulling through when the full game releases and it shows in the gameplay, unlike it did in the demo. And there is a lot of story potential here, but also a lot of possible mistakes that I could see 343 making with it, just because of how much stuff they've added into this game. And I'd recommend checking out both the trailer and the demo that I talked about in this episode. Links will be in the description, but besides that, game on.
Find AFcast on Instagram and Twitter at AF Community for any updates on future podcast episodes. If you want to join the community Discord, find the link in the description or on the website, afcommunity.com.